And now let's turn to international news for a few minutes and our colleagues at the BBC. This morning we're joined by Audrey Tinlin from London. Good morning, Audrey.
Hi, Lauren.
Okay, so let's begin this morning in Europe. There's quite a big week ahead. Leaders are meeting in Brussels for a summit, and coronavirus cases are getting worse in many countries there, too. What's on the agenda?
Yeah, so there is going to be a summit of leaders in Brussels towards the end of the week. And this time they're going to be talking about international relations and also trade relations within their own bloc. The bloc itself has been affected by some of the coronavirus restrictions. And they want to make sure all that movement around Europe is back on track again, because the goods are meant to move freely across borders. And there really are meant to be no borders, not just goods, but people. And that's hard to do with coronavirus cases again rising in some countries like Spain, France, even Germany is concerned about its cases. So the EU rules don't normally allow for export controls within the single market, but there have been some, and they're trying to iron that out. Now, perhaps even more importantly, there is a dispute that the EU has on its borders with Turkey. There's a row with Turkey and EU members Greece and Cyprus in the Eastern Mediterranean, where the non-EU member, Turkey, wants to drill for gas and oil in the disputed waters. Turkey last month sent a ship backed by military frigates to hunt for oil and gas reserves in those waters. And Greece responded with naval exercises as a warning. Now, Greece has enjoyed some support within the European Union. And today also, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, is in the region as the week kicks off. And he's focusing on this dispute at the start of his trip. He's in Greece today, and the US and Greece have issued a statement calling for a peaceful resolution of maritime disputes in the Eastern Mediterranean.
Brexit talks are also happening again this week. Is crunch time fast approaching again for a trade deal?
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. And that's something you've heard us say many times. But we really are getting towards the end of the road now, because at the end of this year, the transitional arrangement which the UK and the EU had actually stops at the very end of the year. And so if there's no trade deal, then they'll go back onto WTO terms. And that means that could be quite high tariffs or taxes between various countries and the UK. And there could be very big problems at the borders where stuff could simply get stuck. So one of the key sticking points is state aid. The UK wants to be allowed to give its own businesses aid when it leaves this arrangement with the EU. But the EU is concerned about what it calls a level playing field. So they're trying to hammer that one out. And of course, there is this very thorny question of what to do about the joint border across the islands of Ireland between Northern Ireland, which remains in the UK, and the South, Southern Ireland, which is a separate country and is in the EU. So there's a lot still to iron out and not very much time to do it.
And there are also some bad coronavirus numbers coming out of Europe with regard to the growing number of cases. Are more restrictions coming as well?
Yes, yeah, some countries, not least here in the UK, are seeing new restrictions. As the week kicks off, we've got restrictions coming into force in the capitals of Spain and the capital of France. And here in the UK, one country in our United Kingdom, particularly badly affected, is Wales, where there've been a lot of local restrictions. People are not allowed to move out of their home districts. They're not allowed to meet in each other's homes now. Similar kinds of restrictions in France, but not as severe as the ones we're taking in the UK. What's happening there is they're going to be closing bars from 10 p.m. and the sale and consumption of alcohol is going to be shut down after that time, as well as playing music in public places. And that's all to stop people gathering in large numbers. So really, we are seeing a spike in cases. And Angela Merkel of Germany has also been saying that she's concerned. Tomorrow, she'll be talking to regional leaders around her country to try to work out where Germany's at and whether it needs more restrictions as well.
All right. And finally, the London Marathon is being held this coming weekend. The UK is one of the only countries to actually stage such an event during this pandemic, though I understand it's not going to be the usual kind of mass participation event, is it?
No, it's going to be a very different type of London Marathon. It's the 40th London Marathon. It's already been postponed from its usual time of April. And this year, what's going to happen on Sunday is we'll see only the elite runners taking part. And they've been training in a secure bio bubble, and they've had to have a number of COVID-19 tests before they take part. They won't even be running throughout the whole city. Normally, it's a great occasion when many, many people throng the streets to watch them across London. They'll just be going round and round and round in London's St James's Park to complete their 26 miles. And once they've done that, that's the race, with no observers except for watching on TV. And the people who normally take part, the 45,000 ordinary people who take part in the race, are taking part in a virtual event. So wherever they are and whichever country they're in, they can take part over at some point over the 24 hours, and they log that online. They will get a medal and they will get their time, but it won't be quite the same. And London's hoping that maybe they can stage this event properly with a big audience at the same time next year again.
All right. That is the BBC's Audrey Tinlan joining us from London. Audrey, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.